one carrot and one almond in those small amounts. I don't think it has to be taken religiously. It is every day. If you miss, then, you know, something terrible will happen. But just substantially added to your diet. And then if you suspect you have cancer now, it doesn't matter where it's at. It could be prostate is a common cancer for males over 50, and I'm 70 now. I don't think I have a problem with that. But I believe that if you took these 30 little almonds every other day for like a month, that this would be a cancer cleanse. And if you knew you had a cancer, well, first of all, you should go to your health care provider, your doctor, and see what they say, because using the almonds and carrots, people have been eating almonds and carrots for thousands of years. They're mentioned in the Holy Bible and the Old Testament. And the staff of Moses, for instance, was an almond made from an almond tree. There was a dispute about who should be leader of the tribes in the Exodus, and they put all the staffs, the sticks, that the leaders had from each of the 12 tribes in the holiest of holies to see if one would blossom with greenery as a sign from the Almighty God, Jehovah, as to who should be leader. And so this is recorded in the Old Testament long before I had ever read this or seen this in this life. And the next morning, the staff of Moses, as opposed to all the others, had grown branches and greenery and knots of almonds. That is, whole almonds had appeared on this very staff that is famous with Moses as leader. And the almonds grew from that staff. So I hope that people will try this, and if they have a serious cancer, maybe they could try taking more than every other day. If you take a lot of them, they will clog up your intestinal system because they're like concrete. So don't just eat them in massive quantities, but just the ordinary almond. I've mentioned Bob's red nail flour, almond flour before. I don't think it's as potent as the almonds because it's dry and a lot of the oils are gone from it. So, yes, your answer to your question is it's a preventative, it's a curative, and it can cure any kind of cancer. It doesn't matter from a cell phone, like a lymphoma or a glioma, I think it's called, or any other kind of cancer. There are 19 kinds of cancer, and all of them are susceptible because they all consume sugars. They all are parasites. They get into the body, and they all can be poisoned with this almond sugar, which breaks down by the cancer itself, the organism cancer, into cyanide, a very deadly poison. And if there are any side effects, any time you should stop, of course.
Okay. Well, we gotta run, Cecil. We don't give medical advice here, but this is for information. So Cecil's giving us some good information. Great call, Cecil. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bill in Wyoming. Bill in Wyoming, you are live on the air. What would you like to say this morning, Bill?
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Your first 13 minutes on WWCR this morning were dead air. The radio show was not on the radio station until 13 minutes after 7 your time this morning. There was nothing.
Thank you so, Bill, thank you so much for letting us know this. I mean, these are the kind of things we don't.
This is important because WWCR is paid for by the Power Hour, not by the Genesis Communications Network. Genesis doesn't really care whether WWCR carries the show or not because they don't pay for it. But they do benefit from the fact that their commercials are carried on the show for free. They don't have to pay WWCR to run the commercials on WWCR for free. They get to be a free rider on your program. The problem with all of this is that WWCR doesn't take the calls. GCN takes the calls. And GCN doesn't really care if the calls get on the air, quite frankly, because as long as their commercials get on the air, they're happy campers. Ted Anderson is involved in a whole lot of MLM operations, just like Choice is. And basically, the bottom line is that the whole operation is a money by selling advertising operation, just like any other broadcasting operation is. And the bottom line is that the more you let other people mess you up, the more you're going to be messed up. And until you start paying attention, until what a broadcaster needs to pay attention to, you're not going to be benefiting with from carrying your radio show on a whole bunch of radio stations that aren't really that interested in getting your radio station on the air because you're paying them for the airtime. But if they do get on the air, then, hey, they get their airtime anyway. You need to get around. You need to quit messing with Genesis Communications Network and put your show directly on the radio stations yourself. Have your own screener right. If you're going to have a screener.
All right, pause. Bill, just pause for a second. I appreciate what you're saying. But
I'm gone. I'm not even going to bother calling you anymore because you censored me this morning by having your screener ask me what I wanted to talk about.
I didn't have him ask you anything to start with, but Bill, I appreciate what you just said. Oh my gosh!
Start running your screener instead of letting the screener run you.
All right, Bill, I'm trying to respond to you. I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and this is what I get. I appreciate what you just said. Believe me, all these things I've been painfully aware of and painfully going through, and they've been neglected for years on the Power Hour.
Yes,
and so. I have experts that are on this and doing this, and you're going to see some different things that we're doing. We have a plan going forward and to make this even better. And GCN is a great network to be involved in for this type of program. You know, what else is out there? It's one of the biggest. It's the biggest and the best.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Bill. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call, Bill. Kyle, let's go to the next caller. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Appreciate the perspective. And thank you so much for letting me be aware of WWCR. See, it's those kind of things. It's hard for us to be aware and to track all these things, especially for me because I'm on the air. So this is the kind of input that we need, and we're looking to other shortwave thing. We want to definitely pay attention to our shortwave people and make that experience better, and we need your input. It helps us. So if you have input about shortwave, what works, what doesn't work, the more input you can give us, the better, because shortwave is very hard to tell what's going on. So let's go to Tom in Michigan. Tom in Michigan, you're live on the air. What's on your mind this morning, Tom?
Yeah, I think you can hear me. I wanted to respond a little bit to what Rich was saying about the income tax, because I've studied it quite a bit over the past 25 years. The Brush Hopper case, that went back to the Pollock decision.
Hold on, Tom. Pause for 1 second. See, this is how I'm pausing you, Bill. This is how I pause somebody to help the situation, okay? I'm not being rude, and I'm not censoring you by saying this. Tom, please back away just a hair from your phone. You're bursting just a little bit. Back away from the mic just a little bit, and go ahead. See if that helps.
Okay, how's this?
Go ahead. That seems to be better. Yes, sir. Go ahead. You got about a minute before the break, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I got a really lot of information, but in the 16th Amendment itself, it says it's a tax on a source of income. You know, the Pollock decision, that proves that a dividend or a capital gain is a direct tax that has to be apportioned. You know, there's several pitfalls, though, in reading these cases. Like, for instance, there was a Heilton decision that that allowed a tax on carriages for the conveyance of passengers. You know, that...
We got to go to the break. We got to go to the break. Tom, we're going to open up the phone lines for questions for Dan, and these are great, and I hope you guys call in. I'm going to bring up some of these points, but you guys can probably do it better. Please call back when we have Dan on and bring these up directly to him. I think these are very good. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Your calls, and then Dan Johnson at the top of the hour.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour. Getting back to your calls. Tom in Michigan, let's go straight back to you. And go ahead, finish quickly. Try to summarize it quickly. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm going to try to concentrate on some of the pitfalls that really, really messed me up reading these cases. Jefferson.
You're bursting bad again, Tom. Tom, you're bursting bad again.
Okay. Jefferson wrote Madison about the Hylton case, saying, "Oh, it's all over now." You see, the word conveyance, I looked it up in my Bouvier's 1856 dictionary that you can download for free online, by the way. And conveyance is a legal term. You travel with a passenger is different than a taxi driver would convey a passenger, because it's illegal. He's licensed to do that, or, property and things of that nature. I think that's the key to the Hylton case. Some of the other ones in the Brushhaber decision, there was an income tax on anyone making over, I think it was $24,000. The thing is that these income tax statutes are, they're by regulations from the secretary. If there's no regulation, then the statute is benign. It doesn't apply to anyone. The very last sentence of the Brushhaber decision, the court said something about, it all depends on regulations of the secretary. They said, we think to say it is to have said it. And there's cases such as California Bankers versus Schultz, where the Supreme Court clearly states that if there's no regulation from the secretary, that's the Secretary of the Treasury, then the statute doesn't apply, and they wouldn't even comment on the you know, the matter, because there was no regulation and it was a moot issue.
Tom, these are great points, and I hope that you maybe call back in at the end with Dan and bring them up. And fantastic points. I really got to go. I got to get a couple calls in here before we go to them. I'll give you the final thought here.
It's right in the amendment. It says it's a tax on a source of income. So you don't. Oh. That's all you need is a 16th Amendment, and you know, just
okay.
Read it. Okay.
Very good. I appreciate it. Very good perspective. Appreciate all the research everybody has done. Let's go to Dr. Jones in Mexico. Dr. Jones, I think it's Dr. Jones. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, a couple quick points. Edgar Cayce talked about bitter almond. Bitter almond is different than sweet almond. What's sold in the United States is sweet almond, and bitter almonds are not legal to sell. They are, in fact, they're processed because they have cyanide in it. This was discussed by G. Edward Griffin, A Day Without Cancer. But the organic cyanide in the bitter almond is in apricot seeds, peach pits, and it's in loquat seeds. You can get the apricot kernels online, or I don't know if you sell them at the Power Hour, but they're a good source. A couple other quick things you should know, or you've already reported. Donald Trump either authorized or is overseeing bombing with white phosphorus in parts of the Middle East. You know, it's a chemical weapon, it's a war crime, it causes cancer. So I think people who are real patriots should be calling their friends in the military, calling people and saying, hey, it's one thing to be in the military, it's another thing to defend America, it's another thing to bomb kids with chemical weapons and commit war crimes. So as you said, you know, we don't need to be doing that. Puerto Rico was taken over as a colony, part of the Spanish-American War in 1898. They were promised that they would have a vote, a plebiscite, to be independent within a couple of years. It's never happened. People of Puerto Rico, for the most part, want to be independent, want to be outside the United States. They got made American citizens by the Congress, but they can't vote for president in Puerto Rico. So,
we gotta go.
Want to be free all over the world. Puerto Ricans want to be free like everybody else.
Dr. Jones, great points. Appreciate all your calls. We're going to have Dan Johnson on the other side of this quick break.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I'm not going to discuss private conversations between the president and the attorney general.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer deflecting a question from a reporter in regards to what Attorney General Jeff Sessions might be saying tomorrow in front of the Senate during a hearing. The president today held a cabinet meeting where he praised his cabinet for the efforts they've taken to increase jobs in the country and the deals that they've made with other nations to revise America's trade agreements.
These deals will bring many thousands of jobs to our country and, in fact, will bring millions of jobs ultimately and help Saudi Arabia take a greater role in providing stability and security.
A downgrade in Apple stock caused Wall Street to start the week on a down note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points to 21,236. The second straight day of tech losses knocked down the S&P by 2 points to 2429. NASDAQ was off 32 at 6175. USA Radio News.
Greta is a drill instructor. on your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
There may be a delay in the Brexit negotiations.
It's suspected that this delay could mean Theresa May's government is rewriting some of its manifesto pledges after failing to reach an overall majority in the recent election. A Conservative Party is also in the process of negotiating with Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP, for support in her minority government, without which Theresa May's government will fail to have majority support in Parliament. It's likely one of the key areas being reviewed is the government's approach to Brexit, with backbenchers voicing concerns on this. Natalie Powell, London.
First daughter Ivanka Trump says she's surprised by the ferocity against President Trump. In an interview this morning on Fox and Friends, she said her father's critics have a level of viciousness against his policies. She did go on to say, however, her father was never expecting the presidency to be an easy job. And a surprise new poll from the Gallup organization shows that 73% of Americans apparently believe in euthanasia. USA Radio News.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
A Pakistani man could be facing execution for a Facebook post. Here's the story.
A 30-year-old Pakistani man has received the death penalty for a Facebook post. That decision comes amidst a high-profile crackdown on blasphemy on social media in Pakistan by the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. A prosecutor said the 30-year-old was given a penalty for making derogatory remarks against the Prophet Muhammad, his wives, and companions. It's the first ever death sentence handed out over a social media post.
Two Democrat attorneys general are filing a lawsuit that the White House says is just a nuisance suit intending to cause division. Here's more on the story.
The lawsuit filed by the attorneys general of Maryland and the District of Columbia allege that President Trump broke many promises to keep separate his public duties and business interests, according to the Washington Post. It claims Trump violated anti-corruption clauses in the Constitution by accepting millions in payments and benefits from foreign governments since taking office. The lawsuit specifically mentions the Trump International Hotel in D.C., formerly the old post office, which Trump's company leased from the General Services Administration with a contract that stated no elected official could stay on the lease.
Orlando, Florida, remembering the one-year anniversary of the Islamic terrorist attack on the Pulse nightclub. The attacker killed 49 people, left 50 others injured. They're declaring it Orlando United Day. USA Radio News.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Minutes after the hour here at the Power Hour, we're talking to Dan Johnson from Tax Revolution Institute, TRI, and the website is taxrevolution.us, taxrevolution.us. Now, Dan, I don't know if you heard earlier, we had a bunch of calls. We had a pretty lively discussion by some of them about tax code and what it means and so forth. So hopefully they'll call back and ask you some of those questions towards the end of the show, and I'm going to introduce some of them also. But let's go back. Something you said. Did you say $1 trillion a year the tax code is costing the U.S. people? Hello, Dan? Kyle, do we have Dan?
Hello.
There you are. Can you hear me? Yes,
Dan. Hear me now?
There we go. Could you hear me before?
Okay.
The question was,
Yes. The
question was about we're really, this thing is sucking $1 trillion out of our economy a year. Is that real? How did we get that figure?
Absolutely. So roughly about 400, the tax code in accounting costs, so direct costs paid to CPAs by mostly businesses and firms like that, you're looking at about $431 billion, and the rest of that comes from the Mercatus Center. George Mason University estimated that there was about $987 billion total when you throw the decisions that people make for tax reasons and about what that costs the economy. So the cost of the tax code instead of just the cost of complying with the tax code. And we updated the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. They updated their estimate for the annual hours spent on tax compliance from $6.1 billion to $8.9 billion, which increased the total estimate to over $1 trillion per year.
Oh, my. Well, I guess that goes it was said, I think the first Supreme Court justice, the power to tax is the power to destroy.
Destroy.
And that's destroying all our wealth. That's for certain. Did you say there's 76,000 pages in the IRS code?
There's 74,000 pages in the overall tax code. Because if you go, and I say the overall tax code, because if you go to the IRS website, one of the things it specifically says is do not just read the code. You have to read the regulations that are associated with the code, which sometimes contradict the code And then you have to read the court cases on those regulations in tax court and in regular court that sometimes contradict the regulations, which contradict the code. So between just the regulations and the code, not even considering the court cases, just the regulations and the code, so Title 26 of the U.S. Code and Title 26 of the CFR, there are 74,000, at least according to our latest study, 74,608 pages, 2.4 million words.
What you're just telling me, how can anything get done in this country with this tax code? What is your plan to solve? Let's hear you break it down for us, what your plan to solve this is.
Absolutely. So the plan is over several phases. You know, when people talk about tax reform, I'm sure you've heard Republicans, you've heard Donald Trump, you've heard several people talk about tax reform. The first thing I want your audience to understand is the reason we are called the Tax Revolution Institute is tax reform doesn't mean anything. Nobody agrees on what it means. Tax reform could mean lowering the rates, raising the rates, making it less complicated, making it more complicated, giving the IRS more power, less power, et cetera. So when we're talking about a revolution, you know, this takes a long-term approach to the tax code. You can't just rush in there and fix the tax code because every single one of these provisions, a special interest fought for. And that special interest will fight tooth and nail to keep that provision. On average, in America, for every dollar a company spends lobbying for the tax code, they get approximately $16 to $20 in tax benefits or tax breaks or subsidies. You're not going to...
That's a good investment.
It's a great investment. Why would you invest in R&D when you got that
right.
kind of investment coming from the tax code?
yeah.
So understanding that the tax code is a tool, and we need to actually address the root of the problem with taxes, which is to ask the question, what are taxes for? Like, why do we have taxes in the first place? You know, taxes going throughout history, you start at the ancient Sumerians. Basically, we developed, as humanity, we developed a system of taxation to pay for those things that we otherwise, you know, as individuals, usually wouldn't be able to pay for. At first, it was namely war. That was the Sumerians' excuse for taxation, the Athenians' excuse with the diaspora for taxation. Most major tax changes in the United States have come about because of wars, Civil War, World War II, et cetera. And then we started using taxation for these other things, and taxation generally became, let's provide public services with this. This is generally the concept behind taxation. And if we understand that taxation is actually to provide public services, that's why we have it, then we understand that the first thing you actually have to do if you want to do anything about taxes, and the reason I talked about it a little bit earlier, I mentioned 50%. So 50% of our lives are in the tax code. And what do I mean by that? I mean that when you add local, state, federal taxes, and then the $1 trillion in compliance costs I talked about, that equals $7.5 trillion. Lost to taxes in the tax code every single year in this country, which is 49.9% of the average of the per household per capita income. 50% of our lives is in taxes. So the first thing we actually have to do is we actually have to do better than the tax code. We actually have to do better than using taxes and using government to provide public services. You see, the argument in taxes on the left and right goes like this. The right says cut taxes, and the left says we want better services, therefore more taxes. See, what the right should be saying and what people should be saying in response is, no, we recognize that people need public services. You don't want to come home every single day and have to fix a pothole in the road after an eight-hour day. There is a certain amount of public services that we need, but the voluntary sector, the people, we can provide it better than the government agencies funded through taxation can. Once you start, A, making that argument, B, making that a possibility, then you actually start to shift the burden of the public services from the government, which we well know wastes all this money, sends tax dollars to special interests, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. you start taking the responsibilities of taxation away from taxation, only then are you actually able to address the problem of taxation, because you have to essentially provide the public services elsewhere before you can do anything about the taxes. Otherwise, it's a lost argument from the very beginning. The battle lines on taxes have been drawn for centuries. We are aiming to completely upturn these battle lines, and instead of saying, no, let's lower taxes and screw the people who are taking the services, no, we're making the point from the very beginning, and we have a solid plan to implement this around the country. We're making the point from the very beginning, the free market, the voluntary sector, we the people, whoever you want to call us, we can provide those public services better than the tax system, so that we don't have to see the tax system creates two sets of victims. And whether you're on the left or on the right, you forget about one set. The first set of victims the tax system creates are the people the taxes are being taken from. You never know what kind of financial situation those people are in, or what they could have used that money for, or the opportunities they could have had if that money were not taken from them. But the second set of victims are the people who the tax dollars are spent on, who could have been helped another way. I'll give you an example. The Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Program, TAMP. For your listeners who aren't familiar with that acronym, it's straight welfare. When you think about welfare in this country, you think about handing someone a cash benefit or cash assistance. TAMP is cash assistance. On average, for every $10 that you pay in taxes for the TAMP program, $2.60 ends up in the hands of a welfare recipient. $7.40, 74% overhead is used to cover holes in other state budgets that they overspent. It's used to for administrative costs. If you talk about we can do better. I could go out and talk to my neighbor, pay him a 30% interest to go hand cash to homeless people and be twice as efficient as the welfare system and help twice as many people. That's what I mean by victims on both ends. And until we address that with the tax system, we're not getting anywhere on taxes.
Well, let me go back to something you said. You talked about potholes. I can fix a lot of potholes if you give me 50% back of my money. So, and I would be happier to do it. I think a lot of Americans would. What are the taxes being spent on right now? Because I know that you're probably familiar with the Grace Report that Reagan commissioned in the 80s. It basically said that it wasn't spent on anything that we think it's being spent on. Where does the money go right now? Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So our spending right now is split into discretionary spending, which Congress decides every year kind of where to spend it, and mandatory spending. So that's spending on entitlement programs, spending that Congress has already committed to. Our money primarily goes to two main places, and that is the military. Of our discretionary spending, which is $1 trillion, we spend half of it on the military, about $598 billion. And of our mandatory spending, which is about $2.45 trillion, we spend about half of it on Social Security, unemployment, labor, stuff like that. Almost the entire other half on Medicare and health, and a few others on veterans benefits, infrastructure, et cetera.
We got a break. Let's finish that on the other side, Dan. When we get back, we'll continue. Where does this money go? And continue with his plan to overhaul services provided by the people, or free market, as opposed to what we have now. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, talking to Dan Johnson from TaxRevolution.us, a revolution institute, a nonprofit to do just what it says, revolutionize the tax industry, for lack of a better word. Unfortunately, that's what it's become, an industry, and the more than $1 trillion a year that it costs the American people in wages, money, tax decisions. Dan, we were discussing where our money actually goes, the Grace Report. Are you familiar with the Grace Report under Ronald Reagan, and what's your opinion of it, and where does money actually go? Go ahead and finish that thought.
Sure. I'm not terribly familiar with the Grace Report personally. I do have kind of the latest budget numbers up, and we talked about just before the break that about half of our discretionary spending is spent on the military, so about about $600 billion, and most of our mandatory spending, about $2 trillion worth, is spent on Social Security and Medicare and health, these we'll call it entitlement programs. One interesting thing about where your federal...
Let me stop. Let me pause you right there. Dan, let me pause you right there, talking about Social Security. Now, why is it that we spend money on Social Security when Social Security is paid into by... Are you talking about was paid in from the Social Security tax? Or are you talking about the government then takes other money to pay for Social Security?
Well, originally there was money in the Social Security Trust Fund, right? People around the country paid in money. But the problem with having governments manage your money is they see it as an extra pot they can take from. And that's what they've been doing with Social Security for decades. There is no money in the Social Security Trust Fund. That's why Social Security costs us that much every single year, is because Congress has already spent all the money you put into it, and they're now taking from taxpayers today to pay for what they should have had money for yesterday.
Why is it that we hear from politicians seemingly every other day that we need to cut Social Security, but we hear nothing about cutting welfare that people don't pay for? So we need to cut the programs that people did pay into, but the people that we just give away, we just need to increase that. Why do we hear that?
Well, I think that the politicians, unlike a taxpayer who's usually fairly reasonable in where they might want their taxes to be spent, politicians decide which group to help by whichever group gets them elected. And you hear some politicians in very octogenarian areas, very older, heavy areas, they'll never talk about cutting Social Security because that's an instant, you know, kill for the politician. But others, they'll never talk about cutting welfare because those are the people that they're reliant on for votes. And I think that the whole electoral system makes a lot of sense when you realize that a politician's only desire is to stay reelected, and they will give whatever to the groups, industries, and or people who will make that happen.
Okay. Let's get back to your plan. How is your plan different than what we see now? We got about 2 minutes before the break, and then we have a long segment, so we'll start that.
Absolutely. So, like I said, you know, kind of recapping the main point, that you're not going to be able to touch taxes until you touch the public services that are being provided by government, until you kind of let we the people, the free market, the voluntary sector, whatever, provide those services. They usually can do a better job, and we need to allow that to happen. Now, I'm not the first person to propose this, but in a lot of cases where it's been proposed, it's, okay, we're taking 50% of your money through taxes. Now you need to get extra money so we can take care of people. No, that's not the point. This is your tax dollars that are supposed to be going to public services. And so there's a little law in Arizona that is called we call it a universal tax credit. And essentially what it allows taxpayers in Arizona to do is redirect, up until last year, they could redirect $200 of their state taxes to any nonprofit in the state that helps low-income people. It was just doubled last year, so now Arizonans can dedicate up to $400 of their state taxes to local nonprofits, any nonprofit in the state that works with low-income people. This is a diversion of tax dollars to those organizations that deliver those public services the best. It gets them out of the government system. It gets them out of the tax system. And you're now able to choose, you know, who provides public services the best and who you want your tax dollars to go to. There are three primary phases in shifting public services from a government that's tried them for 100 years, that we've trusted, to the people, and we can talk about those in the next segment.
Yep, there's the break. We'll continue with this and understanding your plan and what you want from taxrevolution.us, Dan Johnson. And then we will have a discussion about some of the other side, some of the other thoughts maybe you have or have not thought about. I don't know. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our bodies.